Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, Nisha. I'm in the building and welcome back to episode 2 of the Bad Mommy Podcast. You guys, I'm so excited to finally be back on the mic and just sharing some things with you today. I did a poll on my Instagram. I'm not following me, make sure you do that. My Instagram is me_thedreamer. And I did a poll on which episode topic I should do next for you guys. So the poll was between weight loss and then also discussing millennial marriage. And it was very, very close. So I definitely think I'll do something relationship oriented for episode 3. But for this episode, we're talking about all things weight loss. And I'm excited to share some things with you guys. So, you know, go ahead, grab a snack, or if you're driving, you know, maybe stop, get you some Taco Bell. Or wait, no, this episode is on weight loss. Don't get Taco Bell. But yes, go ahead and let's all just take a woosah moment. I'm excited for you guys to listen into this podcast, and let's get going. All right, cool. So I'm trying to figure out exactly where to start. You know, you guys, just roll with me. Like I said, the more I do this, the more smoother it would get. But, you know, it's just you and I talking. I am considering like recording these like kind of live for you guys and posting on YouTube. So you can have it in video format if you prefer to actually look at me, talk on the mic, then that will be an option for you coming up soon. I'll just have to do my setup and record them, so it shouldn't be too big of a deal. But yeah, I just wanted to share some things on my weight loss journey, kind of what I've been experiencing. As you know, this podcast is kind of motherhood oriented because so many things changed for me after I became a mom, and I became a mom 5 years ago, and it was a life-changing thing for me. If you did not listen to episode 1, definitely go do that, because it will kind of, you know, shed some light onto some of the emotions I was feeling. I didn't really go too much into detail, but I did share my freak out moment finding out that I was pregnant with my son 5 years ago, and it was a huge shift. So some of the things that I share all the time on this podcast will not be cheery and happy-go-lucky, which I kind of put it out there on episode 1. I'm more just so all about like sharing very real experiences, sharing things that other women probably would want to say but don't want to feel any type of shame. I have a great episode coming. I think that'll be very good on miscarriage and off topic a little bit. Whitney Port and her feelings after having a miscarriage and feeling relieved. Is that not crazy, guys? I mean, how many women would actually admit that they felt relieved having a miscarriage? Like, you just don't ever think about that. But I have that's going to be a really good episode I'm going to do coming up. So definitely go ahead, subscribe, download the podcast, you know, always say crew love, join a team, crew love. And I appreciate it. I think it's going to be really cool to talk about that. And I may try to get some other moms in on that conversation as well. And so also just a little bit more housekeeping really quick. My goal is to get other, you know, women and, you know, like I said before, some men on the podcast to kind of discuss different views. And I would love to have women from all sorts of walks of life in different industries sharing their experiences. So it's going to be good. Definitely join and stay tuned. All right. So I wanted to hop in a little bit and discuss my weight loss journey. And this time around, I will definitely say it has been a journey. So if we kind of just look back about 5 years ago, I was, when I found out that I was pregnant with my son, I was probably in some of the best shape of my life. Like, literally, abs were peeking through, guys. It was crazy. Maybe I was having too much of a hot girl summer, and that is how it happened. I'm really not sure. But I was pretty much working out. I was living in Atlanta. If you have been to Atlanta, you know it's some of the most beautiful people in the country that live there. I mean, fitness is like a trendy, fun thing to do. So my friends and I, we worked out every day after work, and we worked out on even Saturdays, guys. Friday nights before we went out or Saturday mornings, we were up at the gym. So it was, it had became a lifestyle thing for me, and I enjoyed it, and I was seeing the results. And like I said, I had my son, and with him, I gained about 50 pounds. So that was pretty major for me, but I didn't stress about it too much because I assumed that, you know, it would come off and whatever. So I did. So stretch marks, if you don't know, they are kind of like a genetic thing. So usually if your mother has them, your grandmother, you're more than likely going to get them yourself. So I made it all the way through, until I was about 8 months pregnant with him. And I got my first stretch mark, and you guys, like, I kind of cried. And I know you're like, really? It's not that serious. It's about having a healthy baby, and you just want your baby to be healthy, and you're gaining weight, and that's what you're supposed to do. All of that kind of, when I saw that first stretch mark, I tried my best not to scratch it. I rubbed it. No lie, 10 others popped up. So I wasn't too shocked about that, like I said, because I knew that genetic-wise, I was already more predisposed to it. When I got the stretch marks and after I had my son, like I said, I had gained 50 pounds. I lost a good amount of the weight pretty quickly, but my stomach's texture, of course, just like never rebounded. So I have kind of like a shorter torso, and my skin texture and stretch marks are like forever changed. So that was an adjustment for me, but I was all caught up into being a first time mom, and I kind of let all of that fall by the wayside. And then, if you listen to episode one, you heard that I actually went through a divorce after having my son before he turned one, and the weight just dropped off, guys. But it wasn't in the best way, obviously, because it was, stress induced. So, the weight dropped off, and I was pretty much starting, you know, I guess I was pretty much getting back snatched, even though it wasn't in the healthiest way. That's kind of what my body had went through, dealing with the stress of everything. And so I kind of had got back to a pretty good weight. So then, you know, some time had passed and I met my now husband and we started dating. And you know how dating life is. You're like snacking and you're eating, you're socializing, you're going out. And I had picked up some weight just from us hanging out. And so during that time, you know, him and I were trying to work out a little bit more. And then a few years went by. And you know how you're like, okay, I'm going to start working out. And then you don't. And you start again. And I get pregnant with my youngest son, who is now one. So when I got pregnant with him, I already kind of was at a space where I, hold on, you guys, I'm trying to turn down my watch alerts. It's kind of crazy. So yeah. So anyways, when I got pregnant with him, I was already kind of at that space where, you know, I was a little fluffy. So I needed to lose weight. And I hadn't got it all off. And I, you know, said, I'm going to be disciplined. I'm not going to gain that much weight. But the funny thing is, for me, during my pregnancies, for whatever reason, I just swell up and I get very bloated. And, you know, I get a lot of water weight. So I swell up a lot, especially in the last trimester. So by the time I had him, I think I had gained like 60 pounds, you guys. And I wasn't even really eating crazy. Like I said, a lot of it was water. A lot of it fell off like pretty soon after I had him. But you guys, that was the most weight, obviously, to think about it. 60 pounds in 9 months time frame. That is a ton of weight. So I'm sure my body was just like, what the heck? Because you're already dealing with pregnancy hormones and then weight gain on top of all of that. So it was a lot going on. So after I had him, you know, a lot of people tell you to breastfeed because it helps stimulate weight loss. So to that theory, I would say yes and no. Yes, I did drop a good chunk of weight initially. And I think a lot of it for me especially was that you're so busy. You're trying to like nurse around the clock. And you're trying to see, and I was also trying to pump a little bit to try to build a stash as well. So you're trying to do all that, that you're literally skipping meals. So I'm not saying that the breastfeeding doesn't help stimulate your metabolism, but you're also just kind of like all caught up in the moment. So you're skipping a lot of meals. And then for me, that was causing like quicker weight loss. But that was all good and great, like the first few months. So I would say about 6 months in, I started noticing like the scale was no longer moving. So I was watching what I was eating. I was working out very lightly here and there, but the scale really wasn't moving just from me breastfeeding the same amount of times, you know, every day and watching what I eat. And I was just like, what the heck is going on? I started doing some research and it said, hey, after a while, your body can kind of recognize that you're trying to, you're not eating as much and you're trying to be more active to try to lose weight. And your body can say, that's enough. You are literally producing food for a human being. Chill. So I felt like that's what my body was saying. And the scale stopped moving for weeks at a time. And just, I was no longer losing any weight every week. It was the same thing. So that part became a little frustrating, honestly, because I was just like, what is going on? You know, you're trying to snap back and I just wasn't really feeling, you know, how I looked. And I didn't like the fact that I still felt like I looked very much like swollen. And then I was breastfeeding as well. So your boobs are already like bigger. So, that's really when I just kind of just decided to really start getting serious with my weight loss journey. And I made the decision kind of in part to stop breastfeeding to get back to working out and being able to see those results. So, but the funny thing is when I decided to stop nursing, my son was like, heck no, like I'm not drinking formula. Like you tried it. So I wasn't able to stop as soon as I would have liked. So I actually ended up having to go another 2 or 3 more months with just nursing him until we could get him used to the formula. So you guys, it has been such a journey to get to this point now. All in all, since being pregnant and up to this point, I have lost 50 pounds. So I have lost 50 pounds of what I've gained. I have another 10 pounds to lose. It's a goal of mine I've been working on seriously the past few weeks. I've had a few cheat days here and there, but I have lost 50 pounds. I feel really good about that part, and I'm excited to move forward and see how much I can lose the rest of the year. So I will kind of give you guys a little bit more, you know, feedback on what it is that I'm doing to lose the weight. And you guys, I want to discuss plastic surgery. Like, don't kill me. I want to discuss plastic surgery. So you guys, hang on. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. All right, cool, you guys. I'm back. So jumping into some of the things that I am doing currently to achieve the weight loss that I have. So like I said, ending the breastfeeding journey, that was a huge part of it. I know it may seem a little bit selfish, but that was not my intention. I had a stash prepared. And you know what, you guys? My son was thriving. He was super chunky and hitting his milestones. And I felt, honestly, like it was the right time. I'm the type of person that, you know, I'll do anything when it comes to my kids. I don't mind sacrificing. You know, obviously just the whole pregnancy birthing experience is just a huge sacrifice. And it's for, you know, a beautiful reason, you know, those are your children. I don't mind doing that. There comes a point for me, personality wise, where I have to get back to feeling like me. Like I have to kind of figure out my new normal. I have to figure out my routine. Like I said, I don't mind change, but it just gets to a point where I have to say, okay, how can I just start feeling back like my old self again? Or it's a new self. Like, I don't think you ever go back to like your old, quote unquote, old self. Like my old self got, I remember the life, but it just seems so far away. But definitely for sure. So yes, like I was saying, I get to a point where I need to, like, you know, just get back to just, you know, figuring out what's normal for me. And just the breastfeeding experience is awesome and amazing and super healthy for your child, but it's so much, you guys. You got to think you literally have a liquid coming from your body, not to sound like super gross, but it's a natural thing. And your body is constantly working all day to fulfill this need. And, you know, it is just such a, it's such a selfless act, I would say, because you want your child to get what is the best. And that is definitely, the best thing that they could get. It literally, the milk composition changes as they grow, and it's like a whole thing. But it got to the point, it really did get to the point where I was feeling kind of just like out of sorts when it came to me, like almost like my body was like a machine. And I don't know, this could just be the way I put things into perspective, but my body was the machine. My breasts were the tools, like, you know, like that machine was on like a time clock, like you, I'm like punching air, you guys, I don't know. But yeah, like you wake up in the morning, boom, this is what you have to do. Like it, I was becoming detached from my body, if that makes sense, because my body is caretaking, is producing, is, you know, I have another child, then I have a husband and I'm working. So it's like, you know, I felt like I was detached from my actual physical body. Like it was just, my body was going through the motions, and it was becoming to the point where I was looking in the mirror and I'm like, what in the world? Like, what am I looking at? This is so different for me. And I needed to make that change. And I knew after researching, stopping nursing was going to allow me to get more in control of my hormones, stabilize a little bit, and then proceed with working out. So you guys, that's what I do. That's exactly what I did. I, you know, after he felt comfortable with drinking the formula, I decided to just stop nursing. And it really honestly was the best decision for me. And I know my son thrived for during that period of time. I mean, that's almost a year. So I felt very comfortable in making that decision. Now, everybody's journey is totally different. You guys, like, you have to do what's best for you, honestly. Like, and I know that's hard to do when you have responsibilities, but especially for me, it was necessary to start kind of reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time! Anyways, so yeah, that was part one. So part one was just trying to get my hormones back in check. So I just started off, after doing some research, my sister was talking to me about a few things she was trying, and she was saying, oh yeah, you know, I was doing this low carb diet called keto, the keto diet. And I'm like, what the heck is that? I had no idea. Now I have tried, paleo at one point, but it was like several years ago when I was really into fitness and working out. I had tried the paleo diet, which, you know, is kind of low carb as well, but it's a lot more meats and things like that. So the keto diet basically is, a higher fat, higher protein, zero to little carbs, basically, as a part of your diet. So you would count your macros, and I was definitely, I've been counting calories for years during certain time transitions where I was actually working out heavy. So I wasn't opposed to it. So I'm like, okay, how does it really work? I did a lot of research, you guys, Pinterest, Google, there's tons of books on it. And it really started working for me. Like the moment that I start cutting out carbs and, you know, any type of all the different, like I was eating like rice and, you know, breads, if we have like sandwiches, subs or whatever. Once I started doing that, then boom, I started seeing results again. I started dropping the weight. And, you know, I really enjoyed the diet. It was just hard to sustain it because, you know, my kids. So I'm going to give you guys a tip. If you have like picky eaters like I do, I have a very picky eater. A lot of times you tend to finish their plates off like at night. And, you know, with my son, when he wouldn't eat like his little bit of macaroni and cheese noodles or his little bit of pasta or whatever he had, I would be like, let me just finish this plate off of, versus throwing it in trash. Because, you know, you're thinking kind of like, I don't want to waste money. And, you know, like my grandmother used to say, like, the kids in Africa, you know, they would love to have this. So I kind of had that mindset for a while. Like, okay, let me just, there's only a few more bites. Let me just go ahead and finish his food after I've had my dinner. You guys, that is like a no-no because those extra calories could possibly tip you over to what your daily allotment should be. And so that was one of the things that I stopped cutting out, that I cut out immediately. I was like, I don't care. You know, I want him to eat his food. I want him to finish everything on his plate. If he does not, for the most part, because he picks over everything, I usually don't wrap up what is on his plate and save it for later because, like I said, who knows what the next day will bring. And I usually don't do that. Now, if it's something from the stove, I'll definitely like Tupperware that thing up for leftovers. But his individual plate, I usually don't do. And so now if he doesn't eat all of his whatever, I say, oh, that's it. Okay, fine. You know, I'm more than likely have to discard it. To me, that is better than finishing my plate of food and his, which could, like I said, push me over an extra serving. And those extra calories add up, you guys. So that was one of the things that I stopped doing immediately. And the second thing that I've really stopped doing is I cut out juice. So I'm a juice lover. If you know me, you know I love a nice refreshing juice. Give me a good pineapple juice. Give me a good strawberry lemonade, a mango lemonade, mix those two together. Like I love a great juice. But when I started back on this weight loss journey, that is something that I cut out pretty immediately. I cut that out. And from that, you guys, I'm still doing keto right now. I'm still having pretty good results. I have moments, I wouldn't say necessarily where I have like cheat days. I just have moments where because of my like PMS and my cycle is back and things like that, I will have times where I hit plateaus. And that's actually pretty normal in the keto world as well. So you guys, this is like a crazy little story that I tried to do for weight loss. My sister basically encouraged me to do something called a beef and butter fast. I had literally never heard of that in my life. But when we did the research, it's very keto friendly because of all the fats and meats and whatever. I tried to do it last week, you guys. I literally thought I was nauseous a couple of days. I don't know if it was just from the butter. Like you have to read it. It's like a cup of beef and a couple of tablespoons of butter and all of that. Like my body was like, girl, you are tripping. And I actually did feel nauseous. So that didn't work out for me. But the keto lifestyle seems to be working for me. I do have moments where I miss rice and I have moments where I miss bread, but not like I don't need toast or anything like that. Sometimes I just miss like grits, and sometimes I do miss rice because I love rice and beans. And beans are another thing that's kind of high in carbs, like your black beans and your pinto beans. So there are times where I miss having those as like a meal for dinner time. But other than that, it definitely seems to be working. And I have also added in intermittent fasting, which is like a window of time where you eat. So I usually fast from 12 and I try to let my cutoff time from nothing else, eating nothing else from 8 o'clock. There are times when just because the evening routine is so hectic for me, I might end up eating a little bit later than 8 after I fed the kids and everything and got them ready for bed. But I usually try to keep my cutoff time from between 12 and 8. And I am working on hitting this goal. I definitely will keep you guys posted on once I hit this goal, this next milestone that I'm working on. I'm not even going to say it. I'm with, like, once I drop it, once I drop the photo on IG, you guys, y'all know what's up. Like, if you really listen to the podcast, then you know what's up. So, yes, you guys, that's what I've been doing. That's kind of the weight loss journey I've been on. And I want to throw this out here. How do you guys feel about plastic surgery? I really would love your feedback. Either send me a message on IG. I want to know what you guys think. Do you think it's okay to get plastic surgery? And if so, especially as a mom, if after you've had kids, like, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like it's selfish to put yourself under the knife knowing you have kids, knowing that things could go wrong and you will leave your kids motherless? I mean, I hate to say it like that, but how do you guys feel about it? I'm very curious to know. So you guys let me know. I would love to get feedback on that. I am seriously considering getting plastic surgery for my boobs. Now, I feel like my stomach texture, not getting it down to the point where I could see abs, I feel like the actual texture of my stomach is kind of a lost cause. I know there are things that you can use, different creams, and I just don't see a cream or a laser treatment in the world getting rid of these stretch marks and getting rid of the actual texture. And what I mean by that is the squishiness, like the way your skin ripples. I don't see it happening. If you guys know someone that is a miracle worker, holler at your girl. I'm curious if there's some products out there that you're like, hey, this is the goat of all products. You need to try it. I'm definitely interested in doing so. So let me know. But yes, I'm considering getting plastic surgery for my boobs to get a breast reduction and or lift. I'm debating between just, you know, getting them reduced and just seeing, or, you know, going a step further and actually getting them lifted as well. Doing the breastfeeding thing with two kids has, you know, they have, has put a weight on them. Okay. And they have been great soldiers, you know, and they have been awesome, awesome, awesome soldiers in the army of the Lord, fighting a very, very good fight. They fought a very good fight. But like I said, you guys, by me going through the whole detachment thing where my boobs were on assignment, that's kind of how I had just, I think that's how I kind of kept my head in the game when it came to breastfeeding, was like, this is a job right now and your boobs are on working. And by me detaching from them, when I stopped nursing and if you nurse for an extended amount of time, you know, like it changes the whole composition of them and the skin and everything. And now when I look at them, I don't feel the same amount of joy that I felt, you know, back in the day. So when I see them, I don't enjoy looking at them as much as I feel like I should, especially for my age, and really looking forward to having a long, you know, beautiful life. I just don't feel that same joy there. And because of that, I want to do something about it. I want them to either get, you know, lifted up to the more of the higher heavens. Right now, they're in the low, low, low. They're in the valley. And I want to feel that joy when I, you know, get undressed. And, you know, y'all let me know if you can relate to this. You know, it's just certain things that you want to see physically when you look in a mirror. And that is a big piece of it. And of course, you know, I want my husband to find it appealing. And, you know, he's been super supportive through this whole weight loss journey and what I'm trying to accomplish. And you guys, he's even okay with me getting plastic surgery, even though he kind of thinks it's unnecessary. He definitely understands what I mean. You guys, I had a hard time either with intimacy while I was nursing and even after. Like, it just took me a minute to even process the fact that, like, okay, the kid needs it and then the husband needs it. And like, how do I fit in with needing it? Like, girl, it was too much. So even after I stopped breastfeeding, I kind of was like, whoa, don't touch these. Like, it was just a crazy transition for me. And, yeah, it's something definitely I am researching actively to do. I do have a physical next month. I will let you next week. And well, I guess it's also next month. It's on August 3rd. I will let you guys know that is my first step to discussing with them about wanting plastic surgery and wanting to get some type of breast job done, augmentation done. I just want to see what my options are insurance wise. I've kind of peeked at it a little bit and just seeing, hey, how can I, you know, do something about this? So y'all let me know if, am I being totally selfish here? Or you just like get your life, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Some women are like that. They don't mind the hangage or the swayage. But it is definitely something I'm considering. So I'll keep you posted as I kind of explore getting plastic surgery and what that looks like, what the cost looks like, and, how that all kind of ropes into my journey. Some things quickly before I end the podcast. So I don't want to be all humglum. I want to share with you guys, like I said, some of the things that is really keeping me motivated. I do use MyFitnessPal as a calorie counter. That thing is awesome. I've been using it for years. If you're on there, you want to add me so I can be, when I see your little notifications that you gained, that you lost this amount of weight or gained or not gained, used that many calories in a run, I can be like, that's what's up. Give you a shout out on the app. So you can find me on there. So I use MyFitnessPal, and I recently, you guys, downloaded. So I had like no time to go to the gym. I just started going back to twerk class once a week, thank God, for the last 3 weeks. And it's been giving me my entire life. It's super fun. I'm totally out of my comfort zone. I do not dance. I love to dance, but I cannot. Like, I'm rhythmly challenged. So, yeah. So I've been going back to twerk class once a week, and it's been super bomb, super fun to be able to go and just, you know, just let it all hang out of my comfort zone. There are moments when I feel awkward as I don't know what, but I just feel like, girl, this is about you getting your life together, bouncing back, like just push through. So definitely try a class or something out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's a twerk cardio class. Maybe it's running, joining a gym or doing Zumba or something like that. Go ahead and get out your comfort zone. And, you know, start doing something that makes you, that gets you back active. Another thing, another app that I've been really, really loving though, is the Peloton app. Now, I don't know if you've seen the Peloton bike. It is like super crazy expensive, but it has that little TV attached to it and it looks like they're running outside or whatever. So I don't have that. I have a Sunny cycle bike that I order offline. Super affordable, reasonable bike. So that was kind of the thing that shifted after I stopped breastfeeding and started to work out. I was like, you know what? I need to find things that I can do at home that I don't have to like make a big deal with leaving the gym and all of trying to get to a gym and all of that with the kids. So I ordered the bike, but the Peloton app, you guys, is so fire. It has like all of these classes on demand that you can do at home. So they have at home workouts that you can do. Like if you have the bike, if you have a treadmill, of course they're promoting their treadmill and their spin bike. But like I said, I just use it strictly for the on demand classes. And then they have classes that is strictly that you can use weights with or your own body strength. The app is lit. My favorite instructor so far is Alex Toussaint on the spin classes. Guys, his energy is everything. And then I think I did a workout to Cody Rigsby the other day, and that was also a lot of fun. They use like current up-to-date music. It is a lot of fun. That has definitely been keeping me like quote unquote in the pocket, and I've been loving it. So I try to do that at least once every day. So and another keto app, I was trying to make sure I remember, give you guys all these little tools and tricks. I'm using the Carb Manager. If you are doing a keto lifestyle, that's pretty cool because it gives you your macros and tells you kind of where you're at. When you put your foods in there, it'll tell you like A plus, B, C on the list of keto friendly foods based on the fats, the carbs, and the protein. So those are some things I'm doing. Those are the apps that I'm using. to kind of get my life, you guys, and get back. I'm nowhere near my goal, but I'm excited about the progress. I have moments where I just want to just say, you know what, throw the whole body away. But, you know, I'm thankful just to be able to still be active and get it together. And I know it's a work in progress. So, you guys, that I think is pretty much it. Your girl went long on this one. So thanks for hanging out and listening. Definitely send me a message on, I'm going to post about this. Send me a message on Instagram and let me know what you think about all things keto, weight loss, like where you're feeling in your journey. Yes, even plastic surgery, if that's the best option for you. I'm so excited that you hung out with your girl. This is all crew love. I'm looking forward to chatting with you on episode 3. Stay tuned, you guys. Thanks for hanging out. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, also really quick, you thought I was gone, right? Use affirmations as a way to push you throughout the day. Like I tell myself, I am beautiful. I look and I see chips in the cabinet. I say, girl, you don't need that. Your body is a temple. You are worthy. Like stay focused, stay in the pocket. And then also find you somebody that's a good support partner. My sister is doing the same journey with me, so she helps. So even though my husband be falling off left and right, she's like a great support system. And you know, I'm here too. If you ever need a little encouragement, definitely reach out to my DMs and I'll be like, girl, put that cookie down. Don't do it. So anyways, yes, affirmations are great. Words of positivity are great with staying focused. All right, you guys. Bye.